Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
And I'm Elsie.
Today we're going to start reading this month's literature article. It's a book called Matilda by Roald Dahl.
Cool, I've read so many of his books, and I know he's a British.
Yeah, he lived in Wales. The thing is, his family was Norwegian. He may have actually been born there too, but he spent most of his life in the UK, and he was a really famous writer. His books are very well known. We can probably think of lots right now without having to try hard at all.
Like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yes, or James and the Giant Peach.
And the Big Friendly Giant?
Yeah, BFG.
Yes, which was made into a movie.
Which is the same for many other books by Roald Dahl, including The Witches and Matilda.
The last one is the book we're going to be looking at in this article.
That's right. Now, sometimes we can tell the story in two parts and talk about the writer and the ideas of the book in day three. However, since Matilda is such an interesting story with so many things to talk about, we're going to spend all 3 days teaching it.
So let's get started by reading through day one.
Reading.
Matilda. Matilda is much smarter than the rest of her family. She could talk before she was 2 and read at an adult level by the time she was 4. She always has her nose stuck in a book. However, her parents don't appreciate her gifts and neglect her. They're sometimes cruel, so Matilda gets back at them by playing tricks on them.Her clever brain is great at coming up with ways to fool them. When Matilda goes to school, she finds the work too easy. Her teacher, Miss Honey, wants to move her to a harder class. However, Miss Trunchbull, the head teacher, won't allow it. Miss Trunchbull hates children and deals out violent punishments.She swings one girl around by her hair because it's too long. Another time, she believes a boy has eaten her chocolate cake. Miss Trunchbull forces him to eat a huge cake by himself. When he does so, she hits him over the head with the empty plate.
The article begins by introducing the main character. It says, Matilda...is much smarter than the rest of her family.
哇，文章开门见山就告诉我们 ,Matilda 和她的家人比起来实在聪明太多了。Smarter than 这个大家不陌生的形容词比较级，前面还加上了 much 这个副词来加强语气。此类可以加强比较级语气的副词或片语还有 far, even,a lot, 或者是 yet. For example, my brother is a lot taller than I am. 我的哥哥比我还要高上好多。
So, Matilda is really smart. The article talks about how smart she is by giving some examples. It says, she could talk before she was 2 and read at an adult level by the time she was 4.When we say read at an adult level, we mean she can read as well as an average adult can.
Wow, 她两岁前就会说话，四岁就有成人的阅读能力。She is a genius,、
mm-hmm.
and she loves books.、
Mm.
We see that she always has her nose stuck in a book.
She does, and that's an interesting phrase because it doesn't mean stuck like with glue. So this phrase,、have one's nose stuck in a book. Let's take a short break, find out what this phrase means and how to use it.
Hey, do you want to go to the park?
No, not really.
Why? What are you up to?
Nothing much, just reading.
That's so boring. You never want to do anything fun.
Reading's not boring to me.
You always got your nose stuck in a book.
My nose is perfectly fine, thanks. It's right here on my face, where it always is.
Ha ha. You and I both know the phrase, have one's nose stuck in a book, means to be reading. And it's often used when talking about someone who reads a lot.
You're right. I did already know that the phrase, have one's nose stuck in a book, means 埋头看书.
Well, are you going to stick your nose out of the book for a while?
Nope.
You're still no fun.
I know.
So as we see, if someone has their nose stuck in a book, they're always reading.
So how often do you read, Pat?
Pretty often. I usually take my Kindle around with me, so I've always got, I mean, it's not just one book, it's like every book that I have on there. So yeah, I read pretty often, every day.
So I can say you always have your nose stuck in a book.
I would say that was definitely true when I was younger. Ooh. These days, I try to spend as much time writing as I do reading.
That's so cooler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, Matilda is like you, I guess. She loves reading. Usually, children get this habit from their parents.
That's not the case here, though. We see that, however, her parents don't appreciate her gifts and neglect her.If you neglect someone or something, you don't really take care of that person or thing. You don't give them what they need. Instead, you kind of just leave them to look after themselves.
Neglect 这个动词呢是忽视。所以说虽然 Matilda 有阅读的天赋但她的父母却忽视不以为意。Neglecting someone is bad.But Matilda's parents are worse. The article says they're sometimes cruel, so Matilda gets back at them by playing tricks on them.
If someone is cruel, they either like to cause pain to other people or things, or they don't care when someone or something is in pain. Matilda's father often yells at her and tears up her books. Her mom calls her names.Other cruel things could be hurting animals or other people by saying or doing something bad to them and not caring when they get hurt or upset. So we could say, the cruel man kicked the noisy dog.
Cruel 这个形容词是残忍的、残暴的。那我们可以用这个形容词来形容人或行为都是可以的。Matilda's parents are cruel. They do cruel things to her. Matilda then gets back at them by playing tricks on them.
To get back at someone means to get revenge on them, kind of punish them for something they did to you. While to play tricks on someone, you do something to fool them and make them believe something is true when it isn't, or just somehow make them look stupid. For example, Matilda puts strong glue on her father's hat so it sticks to his head, and puts a parrot up a chimney to make her family believe there's a ghost in the house.
Oh, so in to get back at somebody, 就是 to get revenge on somebody, 报复复仇某人。How does Matilda get back at her parents? She plays tricks on them. Matilda 是如何报复她爸妈的呢？她恶作剧捉弄他们。To play a trick on somebody 就是捉弄某人的意思。And Matilda has so many funny ideas.
Yes, she has loads of them. The article says...Her clever brain is great at coming up with ways to fool them. The adjective clever means smart or intelligent. A clever person has many good ideas and also learns things very quickly without needing to be told them many times. For example, the clever student always gets good grades. We can also call a thing clever if it's really useful.
Clever 是形容词，代表聪明的、机灵的。Matilda has a clever brain. 她有一个聪明、机灵的脑袋。And the brain is great at coming up with ways to fool them.
Yes, a clever brain, we'd call a brain that works well, is clever. We also saw Matilda's good at coming up with tricks. To come up with something means to think of something.
To come up with something, 也就是 think of something, 想出提出某个想法或是计划。In this case, she comes up with finding ways to fool her family.
The verb to fool means the same as to trick someone. You make them look stupid by making them believe something is true when it isn't, or the other way round. For example, you could say, my brother fooled me by putting a fake spider in my rice.
所以 fool 这个字呢在文章中当动词使用哦，是愚弄、欺骗。那这个字呢也可以当作名词，当作名词的时候指的是傻瓜。Don't make a fool of yourself, 不要让自己出丑，不要让自己像个傻瓜一样。那如果我们在 fool 的字尾加上 ish, foolish 就是形容词，代表愚蠢的。Okay, we've learned about Matilda and her family. Matilda's parents are cruel to her,And Matilda knows how to get revenge on them. Now it's time to start reading about her school life.
Yes, and we see that when Matilda goes to school, she finds the work too easy.
That's because she's so smart, and one of her teachers noticed that. The article tells us her teacher, Miss Honey, wants to move her to a harder class.
Now that would be good for Matilda, but sadly it won't happen. We see that, however, Miss Trunchbull, the head teacher, won't allow it. A head teacher is what schools in the UK call a principal.
What about headmaster?
Yeah, we'd use that the same as head teacher, but headmaster would specifically mean a man. You could say headmistress to mean a woman, but most days we just now say head teacher to mean either.
I see. Headmaster 呢跟 head teacher 都是英式的用法。不过 headmaster 指的是 male head teacher, 就是男性的校长。那在美式英文来说呢就是 principal 这个字了。一个有名的例子就是哈利波特里头的 Professor Dumbledore. He is the headmaster of Hogwarts.Okay, time to learn about Miss Trunchbull. The article says that Miss Trunchbull hates children and deals out violent punishments.
Yeah, now this book is kind of, it's a kid's book and it's very sort of over the top like a lot of Roald Dahl's books. So the kind of things that happen that Miss Trunchbull does to the children are sort of unrealistic, but they're kind of funny. And the way they're written about is funny. But first, let's look at what we mean. A couple of words in this sentence. The first is the adjective violent, which means involving lots of physical force in a way that is meant to hurt or even kill people. If one student hits another student, we say the first student is violent. We could also say, this TV show is too violent for young children.
Violent 这个形容词是暴力的。在这里呢我们用 violent 这个形容词来形容 punishments, 来形容处罚。Here we're talking about the violent punishments that Miss Trunchbull deals out.
A punishment is what someone gets when they have done or are thought to have done something bad. If you don't follow classroom rules, your teachers can give you a punishment. We could also say,My mom took away my phone as punishment for not cleaning my room.
Punishment 是名词惩罚。那如果我们把字尾的 ment 拿掉，我们就可以看到动词 punish. If you do something wrong at school, your teacher might punish you. So, what kinds of punishments does Miss Trunchbull give the students?
Well, the article has several examples. We see that first...She swings one girl around by her hair because it's too long. She actually kind of just swings her around. In the story, Miss Trunchbull is like a giant, big, strong, like Olympic athlete. And she actually not only swings the girl around, she throws her like she's some kind of tool. But there you go. Let's look at that word swing.To swing something means to move or cause something to move in a smooth, curving line. Think of a children's swing in a park. We can say it swings backwards and forwards in a curve, right? However, Miss Trunchbull swings this girl around and around, as I said, like someone about to throw something, which in fact she does. We could also say, the baseball fan swung his team's scarf around his head.
Swing 这个动词呢是摆动，那它的三态我们要特别注意哦，是 swing, swan, swan。Miss Trunchbull 会抓着一个女孩的头发，然后旋转她，旋转的方式呢，就像是最后要把她甩出去一样。That sounds so painful.
It does, doesn't it? And that's not all. We also see that another time she believes a boy has eaten her chocolate cake.
吃掉他巧克力蛋糕的男生。So, how is she going to punish him? What is the punishment? The article tells us Miss Trunchbull forces him to eat a huge cake by himself. To force somebody to do something 代表就是强迫一个人去做某事。
Yeah, she actually gets this boy in front of the whole school to sit there and eat this enormous chocolate cake piece by piece.
And I remember once he finishes, Miss Trunchbull asks the cook to bring out more cake.
Yeah, there's a whole cake, and he has to just eat it. But he does it. He actually starts eating piece by piece. He's kind of doing it. And the children in the audience kind of start to cheer for him, like, you can do it. You can eat the whole cake.
So Miss Trunchbull got even more
angry.
Yeah,
she gets really, really angry. He actually does it. He succeeds. He does eat the whole cake. And here's the violent part. When he does so, she, that's Miss Trunchbull, hits him over the head with the empty plate.
What?
Yes.
小男孩吃完以后，他竟然用空盘打他的头，直接把盘子打碎。I remember that plate is really big.
Yeah. But he describes the boy, this boy is so full of cake, and the writer says he's just like a bag of sand, like nothing can hurt him because he's so full.
Oh, okay.
This is what we mean by Roald Dahl's writings. It's kind of silly, kind of ridiculous. This sort of thing wouldn't really happen, but it's funny to actually watch it happen. So the boy isn't even hurt. He just keeps
smiling. He's not hurt.
He's not hurt when she smashes this plate over his head.
And he enjoyed the cake.
He enjoyed all the cake, yeah.
所以小男孩吃完以后呢，被用空盘打完头之后，我们今天的故事就结束了。She's so cruel to the students.
She is, yeah.
Is Matilda going to do anything to her?
Well...
I think we'll have to wait until tomorrow to find out about that, though.
Yeah.
Now...Let's go to today's For You Check question.
For You Chat.
Okay, so today's question is a bit more of an interesting one to think about. And it's something we might all have to think about when we grow up. It is, what is the best way to punish children?Explain your answer. So we've seen in the article that Miss Trunchbull punishes children by being kind of cartoon violent to them.
Yeah, and really mean and violent.
Exactly. Now, is this right? I think we have to say no. We can't really do that. We
have to say no.
Smash children over the head with plates when they eat chocolate cake, and we can't pick them up by their hair and throw them.
Oh my God. But do you have a kid?
I don't have any children yet, no.
Me neither.
That I know of.
But I prefer to talk to them about what happens.
Yeah, you've been a kids teacher, right?
Yes.
So you've got more experience of children being kind of bad.
Yes, and there is no physical punishment in Taiwan.
Exactly. Well, not anymore.
Yeah, so I would prefer to talk to them first, and then we'll discuss why they're wrong. Then I'll tell them how many chances they have.
Mm-hmm.
Once they use up their chances, they'll be deprived of something that maybe they have or something that they enjoy doing every day.
Okay.
For example, watching TV, playing video games.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about in class? If your students misbehave, how would you punish them?
And I'll take away their break time.
But does that mean you're taking away your break time as well?
It's okay. Just let's sit in the classroom.
Uh-huh. Very
quietly. Enjoy the air.
Oh, so in the summer, that's not even a punishment.
It's not.
They get the AC.
But sometimes they don't get AC at school.
Oh, that'd be so hot.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
What about you?
I certainly agree with the idea of talking to them and showing them that they're wrong. I remember that we were quite scared, me and my brothers, of my dad when we were younger because he didn't get angry often. But when he did, we knew it was serious. Uh-huh. So I think you could... I mean, yeah, he I'm sure he shouted at us. I don't... You know, my parents certainly didn't physically punish us, I don't think. But maybe things like, you know, if our hand was going to touch something like hot, they might, you know, slap the hand kind of thing. There is a phrase that says, like, the burned hand teaches best. So maybe you've got to show the consequence of the mistake, you know, show that how someone gets hurt or something like that, and really make them understand, like, there are results to what you're going to do.
Yeah.
And if you do this and if you don't do this, then this is the result. So maybe I think kids don't clear up. And you have to see, well, now you can't find your things. You know, now you have to live in this mess. I'm not going to do it for you. You have to do it yourself.
Yeah, so let them know the consequences before.
Yeah, like, Mom, I haven't got any clothes. That's because you didn't put them away and wash them or
right.
take them and put them in the laundry basket.
That's a good way.
So, you know, then they're educated and then they understand why it's wrong.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's some detailed thinking there. Serious topics. How about you guys? Have a think about that. That's all we've got time for today, but we'll be back tomorrow for part two of the story, Matilda. See you then.
See you.
Bye for now.
Bye.
Matilda. Matilda is much smarter than the rest of her family. She could talk before she was two and read at an adult level by the time she was four. She always has her nose stuck in a book. However, her parents don't appreciate her gifts and neglect her. They're sometimes cruel, so Matilda gets back at them by playing tricks on them. Her clever brain is great at coming up with ways to fool them. When Matilda goes to school, she finds the work too easy. Her teacher, Miss Honey, wants to move her to a harder class. However, Miss Trunchbull, the head teacher, won't allow it. Miss Trunchbull hates children and deals out violent punishments. She swings one girl around by her hair because it's too long. Another time, she believes a boy has eaten her chocolate cake. Miss Trunchbull forces him to eat a huge cake by himself. When he does so, she hits him over the head with the empty plate.
Vocabulary review. Cruel. The cruel king and queen made all of their servants work for almost no money. Clever. My dog is very clever. It learned how to open doors in the house on its own. Fool. Bert fooled his little brother into thinking a monster lived under his bed. Violent. This movie is full of violent action. It's not for small children. Punishment. Henry got an F on his test, so his parents' punishment for him was to take away his phone. Swing. The little boy has a habit of swinging his bag around while walking.